Shalom to all! Today's office is Menachos Daf Tzadi Chas, and we are starting about the seventh line with the words of Kama Am Abeninis, and today's office sponsor Leon Ishmas, Marsh Mem Sarbas, Biaka Moshe, Hernish, Amma should have an Aliyah. So, Menachos is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda regarding the size of an Amma. Rabbi Meir was discussing Am Abeninis. So, the question is, Kama Am Abeninis, how many Tfachim is an Am Abeninis? Is an average Amma, if you will. So, Rabbi Yechani answers, Shisha Tfachim, that's six Tfachim. As we already know, that's really what their whole Machlokes was, six versus five Tfachim. Now, Rabbi Rabbi Amin, he says, Afanar Amitanino, also learned that our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says, Hashalchan Orche Shnemasar, Rechave Shisha, the Shulchan was 12 by 6, and since we know the Torah tells us it's 2 Amos by 1 Amma, and Rav Meir is telling us that it's 12 Tvachim by 6 Tvachim, that means that the Amma Beninus of Rav Meir is 6 Tvachim. Ask the Gemara, Mechlal, to have Amma Denefisha Mina. By using the word Amma Beninus, which literally means an average size Amma, that means that there's an Amma which is even greater and bigger than it. We have the 5 Tvach Amma, Rav Meir's 6 Tvach Amma, and it's mashmeh that there's another Amma which is even bigger. What's that referring to? The Gemara says, in yes. Vatanan Mishnah and Caitlin says, Shtei Amos Hayu B'Shushan Abira, there were 2 Amos in Shushan Abira. This is referring to a chamber or a room of sorts in the Beis Hamikdash compound that had this name, Achlakar Mizrachas Tzfanis v'Achlakar Mizrachas Drimus. One of these measurements of an Amma was on the southeastern corner, the other was on the northeastern corner, Shalkar Mizrachas Tzfanis, the one that was on the northeastern corner, Yisrael Shal Moshe Chetzi Atzba, that was a half a finger longer than Moshe Rabbeinu's 6 Tefach Amma, and Shalkar Mizrachas Drimus, the one was on the southeastern corner, Haisa Yisera Aleha Chetzi Atzba, it was a half a finger longer than the first one, named Yisrael Shal Moshe Atzba. Turns out it was a full finger longer than Moshe Rabbeinu's. Why do they say that we should have these 2 Amma measurements, one large and one small? The answer is, that's the umanim, the craftsmen that were providing the Beis Hamikdash with goods, they would take with a small and give with a large. In other words, when they were sitting down writing contracts with the Beis Hamikdash, okay, I'll provide you with whatever it is, maybe it's wood or stone for building material, and you're going to pay me X amount. So when they would take their payment, it would be based off of the smaller Amma measurement, but when they would actually provide the goods, it would be based off of the larger measurement. In essence, they're giving more than they're getting. And why would that be? So they don't come to Me'ilah. Because if they end up getting more than they're giving, so it means that they're benefiting from Hekdash and being over Me'ilah. Why specifically these 2 measurements? That's because one is for silver and gold, and one is for building. Silver and gold is very expensive, and therefore they would use the smaller one, which is half of a finger longer than Moshe Rabbeinu's, when we're talking about building, so then they would add on even more. That would be the larger one. That's the explanation of our middle-sized Amma, Amma Beninus. The smallest one was the 5 tefach one, and the largest one was really split into 2, which was 6 tefachim and a half a finger, or 6 tefachim and a full finger. Now we continue discussing what we just mentioned before. Tanan Hasim was talking in Mishnah over there. This is the beginning of Mesach Smidais. Shar HaMizrach, the eastern gate, which Rashi over here says was the eastern gate of the Azara, but real verse referring to the eastern gate of the Harabayas, all of Shushan Abira Tzura. There's a whole depiction of Shushan Abira on it. And my time of why is that? So if Chizra of Yitzhak Dimi, they explain, Chana, where one of them says, that's in order they should know where they're coming from. In other words, when they were allowed to go back to Shalom to begin rebuilding the second base of Mikdash by the Persian king, who the seat of his malchus was in Shushan Abira, so they were to make this picture of Shushan Abira, they could remember where they came from, meaning that he gave them permission and they would be very thankful. Now, Mechanam, one of them says, Kadesh Amos Malchus Alein, that's why they should always be fearful of the king and remember that he still rules over them and they shouldn't rebel against him. Now, more about this, Rabbi Yanni says, La'ilam te Amos Malchus Alecha, a person should always have the fear of the king, and that's even if the king is a Rasha. Shnemar the Pasuk says, this is Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Pairoi, V'yardu kol v'decha eilei la mishtachvu lilemar, and all your servants are going to come down to me and bow down to me, saying, this is all the way at the end of Makas B'chayros, where Moshe Rabbeinu was basically telling Pairoi that you, Pairoi, are going to come and bow down to me. Now, V'ilu l'didei like Amarle, but he didn't actually say that you are going to come. He said, V'yardu kol avadecha, all your servants are going to come, even though he's referring to Pairoi, and so we see that even though we're talking about Moshe and Pairoi, and Pairoi's a pretty evil person, still, you don't say you, because that's not proper, you have to have Amos Malchus. Rabbi Yechon Amar, he says, Mehacha, we learn from the following. Shnemar says in the Pasuk, V'yad Hashem hoisel el yo, and the hand of Hashem was with el yo, V'heshanis Masnov, he girded his loins by Yartzel Fnei Achav and Bayachal Yisraela, and he ran in front of Achav until he came to Israel. And so we see from here that even though Achav was an evil, wicked king, still Elio accorded him honor by running in front of him. That's what kings had. They had people running in front of them. And so we see that La'olam Tehei Ema Malchus Alecha. Now once we have this Machlokes Rav Chizra and Yitzchak Rav Dimi, we have another one. The Pasuk tells us as follows, Ve'oleu L'trufa, and its leaves will be for a medicine or for healing. This is referring to Nevuah of Yechezkel, where in the time of Geula, there's going to be a stream coming out of the Beis Hamikdash. There's going to be fruit growing on the banks of the stream. And it also says, Ve'olehu l'trufa, the leaves growing on these trees are going to be for healing as medicine. So Rav Chizra of Yitzchak Rav Dimi, they argue about this. What does that mean? Chad number one says, Lahatir peh shalamala, the trufa is actually a combination of words, Lahatir peh, trufa, Lahatir peh, to release the mouth, releasing what mouth? Of lamala, above, meaning if a person is not able to speak, these leaves are going to help him, it's going to release his mouth. And Chad number, the other one says, Lahatir peh shalamata, it's going to release the lower mouth. If a woman is barren and she can't have children, these leaves will help her. And Itmar stated the same exact pshat. Chizki Amar, he says, Lahatir peh Ilmim to open the mouth of mutes, and Bar Kapara Amar, he says Lahadra Pa'akaras to release the mouth, so to speak, of barren women. And now going back to Lachem Apanim, which we know there are 12 Lachamim in two stacks of six. Now we dissect these Psukim. Tanabon we have a Braisa. Ilu Namar, if the Pasuk would have said, Ulakachta Soilus Vafisa Isa Shtemisri Chalas, you should take flour, bake it into 12 loaves, Vesamta Isam Shtaimarachas, and place it in two stacks, Veloy Namar, and would not have said, Sheish, that these stacks should have six in them each. I would have said that Achas Shal Arba Vachas Shal Shmoina, that actually I can make two stacks, one of eight, one of four. Lakach Namar, that's what the Pasuk says, Sheish, that each stack has to have six. Now, Ilu Namar, if the Pasuk would have said, Shtaimarachas, Sheshamarachas, as it does, that there's two stacks, each one has six, Veloy Namar Shtaimasre, and wouldn't have said that there's 12 chalos, I would have said, shalosh shel sheshesh, that actually there should be three stacks of six each, and that's because we would have understood the pasuk as follows, shtayim ma'arachos, two stacks, shesh ha'marechas, and then another stack with six. So that's a total of three stacks with six, and that's 18 lechamim. Lekach nemer shtemesrei, that's why it says 12. And now ve'ilu nemer shtemesrei chalos u'ma'arachos, if it just would have said 12 chalos and stacks, lo nemer shtayim v'shesh, and it wouldn't have said two stacks and six lechamim per stack, Yisrael would have said, shloshel shel arba arba, that we could have three stacks of four each. So we're going to add an extra stack and just divide the 12 among all three, so that's four per stack. That's what the Pasuk also says, two stacks and six lachom per stack. Before we had these three psukim, loy lamanu, I wouldn't have known what to do. Ha-ketzad, so it has it done properly. There has to be two stacks of six lachom each, and that's what lachom aponim is. If one stack had four, the other had eight, lo yotze, is not yotze. Now what about shem shel sheva sheva, two stacks of seven each. So Ramer says, we view the uppermost one as if it's not there, so it's not a problem. And we're going to add two words into the girsa, that we have to place on the mareches, levoina. We have to have our two spoons of frankincense on top of the mareches on the stack. And so if we're going to put the two spoons of levoina on top of the seventh loaf in each stack, so then it's a chatzitza, because really it's supposed to be on the sixth one. That's Armel Rav Chizda, Rav Nuna, Rav Chizda, Rav Nuna, but Armelon, some say it was Rav Nuna, Rav Chizda, the Rebbe Latame, Rebbe Zlashitasai, the Amar he holds, al besamach. The word al over here means next to it. It's not on top, it's right next to the stack. The Tanya, we have a Braisa, Rebbe Amar, he says, unosata al mareches levoina zaka, al besamach. Al means next to it. Now, atamar al besamach in el mamish. You say that al means next to it. Maybe al really means on top. And the answer is kshuem, when the pasuk says, v'sakoysa al ha'arin sa'paroiches, you shall cover the arin with the paroiches. Now, we know the arin's not covered with the paroiches. We know the paroiches is a curtain which is next to the arin. Hava'imer al besamach. That means that the word al means next to. And that's Rebbe's shita. So, therefore, according to Rebbe, b'di evid, if we have seven lechamim per stack, it's not a problem. Because again, we view the top ones as if they're not there. And we continue discussing Mishnah said, call Kelim Shem Mikdash V'chulu, all the Kelim of the base of Mikdash were placed lengthwise in the Heichal. Now we're going to have quite the discussion about this. Tanur Banu, we have a Braisa. Call Kelim Shem Mikdash, Arkan L'Oikar Shel Bayis, all the Kelim of the base of Mikdash, their length is placed according to the length of the Heichal, Chot Me Arin, except for the Arin HaKadosh, Sh'arkai L'Ruch B'Shel Bayis, its length was across the width of the base of Mikdash. And V'kachai Munach, this is how it was, V'kachai Bad Munachin, and that's how the poles that were attached to the Arin were placed as well. We know that of all the Kelim that had poles to carry them, only the Arin, the poles were always in them. The other ones, the poles were taken out when they weren't being carried, but the Arin always had its poles in it, and they were also situated like this. Ask the Gemara, my Kamar, what does that mean? The answer is, Kamar, this is what the Braisa is saying. Kachay Munach, midabad of Kachay Munachim. This is how we know the Arin was, meaning we know the length of the Arin was across the width of the Kodesh Kedashim, because that's how the poles were. In other words, the poles were running east-west. They were going the length of the Kodesh Kedashim, so it must be that the length of the Arin was across the width of the Kodesh Kedashim, and we're further going to explain this, as the Gemara says, ubad minalan, how do we know that's how the poles were? How do we know they were going east-west, which is the length of the bias? That's because the Tanya of a Braisa, the Pasuk says, vayirichu abadim, and they extended the poles, meaning they were facing towards the paroiches, which is the entrance of the Kodesh Kedashim. Now, yachl, you might think, loyahu negim paroiches, that the poles of the Arin weren't actually touching the paroiches, and it's important to note over here that this is referring to the first Beis HaMikdash that didn't have a paroiches as the divider, because we know in the first Beis HaMikdash, the divider in between the Kodesh, which is the Heichal, and the Kodesh Kedashim was actually a wall. This is really just a paroiches that was there by the entrance for tzinius purposes, if you will. And so again, going back to the Braisa, you might think that the poles of the Aron are not touching the paroiches itself. So Tam Lamin, this very Pasuk says, Vayi Ra'u, and they were seen, meaning you could see the poles through the paroiches. As the Gemara, Ivai Ra'u, if they were able to be seen, Yachu Makaram paroiches V'yaitzen, you might think that they would, so to speak, tear through the paroiches and come out the other side, meaning that you could actually see the poles themselves because there was maybe a hole in the paroiches where you could see them. So to that, Tam Lamin, the very same Pasuk tells us, Lo Yiro HaChutza, they were not seen outside. And obviously the question is, HaKetzad, how is is possible, how could we say that you could see the Ba'adim, but you weren't able to see the Ba'adim through the Pareches? The answer is, Sadiqas on base on the top, they were pushing through and protruding into the Pareches. They were like two breasts of a woman that protrude from the shirt, and that's what the Ba'adim of the Arin were like. Shenemar says in the Pasuk in Shirashirim, Tsur Hamar de Dili Bain Shadayolin, that a bundle of Mar is my beloved to me in between my Shadayim, and that's referring to the two Ba'adim of the Arin. And again, this whole reason for bringing this is to prove that since the Ba'adim, the poles of the Arin, were facing the entrance of the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's called east-west, it must be that the length of the Arin was going north-south, meaning was going across the width of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Such as Gemara asks, Umnon de Ba'adim Fosi de Arin Havyasvi. So how do we know that the poles were across the width of the Arin? Domol Arka de Arin Havyasvi. Maybe the poles were attached on the length of the Arin, and so that means that the length of the Arin was on the length of the Kodesh Kedoshim, meaning they were all following the same direction. As Amar Yehuda, he answers, Trey Gavri Ba'amsu Palga, Lemistagiluhu, two people in one and a half Amis is not enough. What does that mean? So we know, as we just mentioned before, that the Arin was carried with its poles, and the Gemara is going to tell us in just a moment that there were four people carrying the Arin, and although we don't have a Makar for this, the Gemara assumes that these two people were standing within the poles. In other words, Reuven and Shimon, their shoulders were next to each other, and Reuven, who was on the left, he had one of the poles on his left, and Shimon, who's on the right, he had the other pole on his right, so they were standing on the inside of the poles, not on the outside, and since we know the Arin is only one and a half Amos wide, there's no way the poles could have been going across the length of the Arin, because there's simply not enough space for two people to stand within one and a half Amos. Therefore, it only makes sense that the Ba'adim were across the width of the Arin, giving two and a half Amos of space for those carrying the Arin, and so that's a raya that they were across the width of the Arin. Now, the Gemara just clarifies, Umnal and the Ba'arba Havadarluhu, how do we know that four people carry the Arin? And that's because the Pasuk says, V'nasu ha-kahasim, and the Kahasim, they journeyed. Now, Kahasim is plural, so that means Trey. There was two Kahasim, and then it says, Noise ha-mikdash, the carriers of the Mikdash, Nami Trey, that's also two, because Noise means carriers, and so based off this Pasuk, we see that there were four people that would carry the Arin. And we continue discussing the layout of the Kelim of the base of Mikdash, and so let's just remind ourselves, even though we were just talking about it, but here, let's make sure that we have it very clear in our minds, because there's going to be quite the detailed description over here. When one comes into the Heichal, he enters in the east, so that means when he's looking in front of him, that's towards the west, so the length of the Heichal is east-west, and then the width of the Heichal is what's called north-south. To the right is the north, to the left is the south, and also important to note, the entire Heichal in Kodesh Kodashim was 60 Amos. The Heichal itself was 40, the Kodesh Kodashim was 20, so that's a total of 60 Amos. That's the length, and the width was 20 Amos. So now bearing all that in mind, the Gemara tells Tanur Bonu Vibraisa, Asar Shulchanos Asar Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech made 10 Shulchanos, adding to the Shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu. And how do we know this general? Because the Pasuk says, Vayal Shulchanos Asara, he made 10 Shulchanos, Vayonach Beichal, Chamishim Min, Chamishim Yismol, and he put them in the Heichal, 5 on the right, 5 on the left. Now, Vim Timer, if you're going to say, Chamishim Min HaPesach, Chamishim Yismol HaPesach, that means that there was 5 to the right of entrance and 5 to the left of the entrance, meaning 5 on the north and 5 on the south. That can't be, because Im Kain, if that's so, Matsinish Shulchan Madarim. That turns out that there's a Shulchan in the south of the Heichal, and Vatar Amma, the Torah says, Vashulchan Titan Al Tzela Tzafain, that the Shulchan should be placed on the northern side. El, it has to be that all of Shlomo HaMelech Shulchanos were on the right side, on the Tzafain. Ela, Shol Moshe Be'emtza, Chamishim Minim, Chamishim Ismailai. It just means that Moshe Rabbeinu's Shulchan, the original one, that was in the middle, and all Shlomo HaMelech's 10, 5 were on the right of it, and 5 were on the left of it. But again, they were all on the right side of the Heichal. Now, Tanur Banu, we have another Braisa, very similar, Eser Menoyreis Asa Shlomo. Shlomo HaMelech made 10 Menoyreis, adding on to Moshe Rabbeinu's. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vayas HaMenoyreis HaZohav, Eser Kemishpat, Vitan Be'echal, Chamishim Minim, Chamishim Ismail. And once again, we explain, Vim Tamer, if you're going to say, the Chamishim Minim, HaPesach, Chamishim Ismail, Pesach, the 5 of the Menoyreis were towards the right, and 5 of these Menoyreis were towards the left of the entrance of the Heichal. That can be because Imkin, Matsinu Menoyre, but Safain. Turns out there's a Menoyre, really, 5 Menoyreis in the north on the right hand side of the Heichal, Vatar says, Vesam Menoyre, the Menoyre has to be opposite the Shulchan, and since the Shulchan is in the Tzafain, the Menoyre has to be in the Darim on the left, so it can't be the Shlomo HaMelech's Menoyres were in the Tzafain of the Heichal. Ella, rather, how do we explain this? Shal Moshe Be'emtza, Moshe Rabbeinu's Menoyre, that was in the middle, that was in the Darim, and Chamish Mimino V'Chamish Mismaila, 5 towards its right and 5 towards its left, but again, all on the Darim in the south of the Heichal. Further explain these Shulchanos and Menoyres, Tani Chandu Be'bom Braisa, Mechati Ba'is L'Lefnei Ma'ayim Menachim, that all these were placed halfway through the Ba'is, but Tani Chandu, another Braisa teaches, Mishlish Ha'ba'is L'Lefnei Ma'ayim Menachim, they were a third of the way through the bias. I'm like, Kasha, there's no seer between these. Marka Chashev, Beis Kachi Akadashim, Bahadi Heichal. One of them is counting the Kodesh Kedoshim along with the Heichal. And as we had said in the introduction to this, that's a total of 60 Amos. So according to him, these Shulchanos and Menoyres were placed a third of the way into the Heichal, which is 20 Amos in. And Umar, like a Chashev, Beis Kachi Akadashim, Bahadi Heichal. The other man, the Umar, he doesn't count the Kodesh Kedoshim as part. part of this, and therefore he's only dealing with 40 amos of the heichal, and therefore he says it's placed halfway through the heichal, which again is the same 20 amos as the first man to amir. So there's no machloikas. We continue discussing this, getting more detailed. At Tanurban we have a brisa. Mizrach u'mayrav hayu menachim devei Rebbe. Rebbe says that these shulchanos ha-menorahs, they were placed mizrach mayrav, east west, which again is the length of the heichal. Which Rebbe Elazar Shimon Aimer, he says that no, tzafen v'darim, they were placed north south, which is a clear argument with our Mishnah, because our Mishnah had said that all the kelim beis hamikdash were placed lengthwise in the heichal. Clearly, Rebbe Elazar Shimon doesn't hold to that because he says tzafen darim, north south, that's widthwise across the heichal. Now, my time with Rebbe, why does Rebbe say that they're placed lengthwise? Sugarma Menaira, he learns it from the Menaira. Ma Menaira mizrach u'mayrav, just like the Menaira is placed mizrach u'mayrav, which we're going to prove soon how he knows that. Afhani nami mizrach u'mayrav, so too these extra shulchanos were placed mizrach u'mayrav across the length of the heichal. And Menaira gufam menalon, how do we know the Menaira itself was placed lengthwise east west? That's because midlichsev b'ner ma'aravi, since it's written regarding the westmost ner, which is the westmost candle or lamp or light of the Menaira. Yarech oisei aron lifnei Hashem, that Aaron shall arrange it and set it in front of Hashem. Mechlal de kululav lifnei Hashem, that's mashma that all the lamps in the Menaira are not lifnei Hashem, and the only way that's possible is if the Menaira is set up east to west, and therefore the westmost branch, which is the seventh branch, if you will, on the right hand side, that's the one which is closest to the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's being called lifnei Hashem, and that's the only way the pasuk makes sense according to Rebbe. If you want to say the Menaira was set up north south, which is across the width of the Heichal, well, kulinam lifnei Hashem ninu. That means that all the Neiros were lifnei Hashem, because all of them are equidistant. They're all towards the Kodesh Kedoshim. There isn't any one of them which is closer. And so that's Rebbe's Shita. Now, Rebbe Elazar Shimon, my time up. Where's Rebbe Elazar Shimon get his Shita from? The Shulchanos were placed north south across the width of the Heichal, not the other way. That's because Garmei Aron, he learns from the Aron. And as we just learned before, Ma Aron, Tzafim Darim, just like the Aron was north south, was across the width of the Kodesh Kedoshim, Afaninami, Tzafim Darim, so too all the Shulchanos were Tzafim Darim. Now, for Rebbe Nami, Ligmei Aron, why doesn't Rebbe learn from the Aron? That's because Don Chutz Mechutz Vein Don Chutz Mefnim, he learns something which is outside the Kodesh Kedoshim from something else that's outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, meaning the Shulchan from the Menaira, and he doesn't learn from that which is inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, namely the Aron. Now going back, Rebbe Elazar Shimon, Ligmei Menaira, why doesn't Rebbe Elazar Shimon learn from the Menaira like Rebbe does? And the answer is Amalcha, he would tell you Menaira Gufat Tzafen V'Darim Havimancha. Actually, the Menaira itself was placed north south across the width of the Heichal. Also, now we have the question El Haksev Yarech Oser Aron Ubanov. How does he explain the pasuk Yarech Oser Aron Ubanov Lifnei Hashem? How do we have Lifnei Hashem? As we just said before, if the Menaira is north south across the width, all the Neiros are Lifnei Hashem. There's no Ner Ma'aravi, which is Lifnei Hashem. And the answer is the Mitzadid Luhat Studei. All of them were towards the side. As we explain right now, the time we have a Braisa, the pasuk says El Mul Pnei HaMenaira Ya'iru Shevas HaNeiros, which literally translated means towards the face of Menaira, the seven Neiros shall be lit. Milama, this teaches us showing Mitzadim Pnei Klapi Nerim Tzai that all the outer lamps, the outer lights of the Menaira, they're turned, meaning the wicks are turned towards the middle one, and then the middle one was turned towards the Kodesh Kedoshim. So if you see this handy picture over here in Rashi, we have all the wicks facing towards the middle one, and the wick in the middle branch, that was facing towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, and so Rebbe Elazar Shimon has a perfectly fine explanation of the Pasuk. That's just a side point of Nasan. He tells us, Mikan Shem Tzai Meshobach, we learn from here that the Mtzai, the middle one, is the most praiseworthy, that's most chashuv, and this is actually referring to laning. We know that on Monday and Thursday, we lean from the Torah, and that's a minimum of 10 Pesukim, and we know that we have three aliyahs, Kain Levi Yisrael. Now, if you're going to divide 10 Pesukim to three aliyahs, that means that two of the aliyahs are going to be three Pesukim, and a third aliyah is going to be four Pesukim, and Rav Nassim is telling us that we see the Mtzai, the middle one, is chashuv, so that means that the Kain is going to be three Pesukim, Levi will be four Pesukim, and Yisrael will be three Pesukim, because the Levi is the Mtzai, so he's Meshubach. Now, we ask a series of questions. Bishlam Lamanda Amar Mizrach U'Mayrav, this is all good according to Rebbe, who holds the Shulchanos were arranged Mizrach U'Mayrav across the length of the Heichal. This is all good that we could have 10 Shulchanos of Shalom HaMelech in the 20 Amos that they're allotted. Again, we're starting at the halfway point of the Heichal, the 20 Amos mark, so now we have 20 Amos up until the Kodesh Kedoshim, and we're able to set up all the Shulchanos like that, because each Shulchan is 2 Amos in length, and so if you take 2 Amos times 10 Shulchanos, that's 20 Amos, and so that's going to go from the 20 Amos mark to the 40 Amos mark, having all the tables right next to each other, and even though you are going to have to make a little bit of space in between them, and that means that they're going to extend a little bit closer towards the east, towards the entrance of the Heichal, so they are crossing over that 20 Amos mark a little bit into the 19 Amos mark. Okay, not the biggest deal, that's fine, but still everything works out. Elamanda Amar Tzafim Darim, but according to Blazer Shimon, that they're set up north-south across the width of the Heichal, so we have a number of problems. Number one, Yud B'chaf Heichi Av Yosfi. How do we have 10 Shulchanos in 20 amos. The heichal was only 20 amos wide, and we're going to put 10 shulchanos, which again are 2 amos long each, and you're going to put them head to head across the entire width of the heichal. They're literally not going to be able to fit because we're squeezing them in. You can't push them out anymore. There's no room for space in between them because there's 2 walls on each side. You can't move the walls. And v'su furthermore, kainam heichal ba'ili, how the kainam pass by them, they're blocking the entire width of the heichal. V'su and furthermore, mitzinu heishulchanos bedarim, turns out that 5 of the shulchanos are in the south, on the left-hand side, and we know that they're not allowed to be, as we mentioned before. And v'su furthermore, shulchan de Moshe heichal manachle, where was Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan, the original shulchan, where was that place? That was the 11th one, if you will. Where's that? So we have a big problem, according to Blaz Reb Shemin. Ask the Gemara, l'tamech, according to you, l'manda or mizrach u'mayr of Nami, even according to the first manda Amar, which is Rebbe, that the shulchanos are arranged mizrach mayr across the length of the heichal, we still have a problem. Shulchan de Moshe heichal manachle, where was Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan placed? As we had said in Rebbe, at best, there was space for 10 shulchanos across the length of the heichal, not 11. I'll rather explain totally differently, which is going to be good for both shitas. Misavres chad darahava? Do you really think that these shulchanos were arranged in one long row? Trei darinenhu. There were 2 rows of shulchanos, and therefore everything worked out. Now go to the top of Tzadi Tes Amud Alpha on top, and before we continue reading the Gemara, take a look at these 2 really handy pictures in Rashi over here. The top one that looks like an H, that's the top right picture, so that's according to Rebbe, that the shulchanos were arranged lengthwise. So here we have 2 rows of 5 shulchanos. There's ample room to arrange them 20 amas that they're being allotted. And then we have Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan in the middle. And with Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, we have the same exact thing. Everything works out fine. That looks like the H laying on its side. That's the second picture we have on the left. According to his shita, there's only 10 amas of width which are allotted because, again, as we had said, the heichal is 20 amas wide. These shulchanos were being arranged on the tzofan on the right side of the heichal, which is only 10 amas. But that's fine because each of the shulchanos is 2 amas long, so 5 times 2 is 10. That means they take up the entire width of the right-hand side. It could even extend a little bit over. That's not a problem. It's not considered like a shulchan is in the darim. It's a tiny piece of a shulchan which is in the darim, and so this would be perfectly fine as well. Now the Gemara switches around its questioning. Bishlam l'manda amr tzofin v'darim shapir. This is all good according to l'manda amr tzofin darim, which is Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Everything works out fine. El l'manda amr mizrach u'mayriv, but according to Rebbe, that they're being arranged mizrach mayriv lengthwise. Michti, let's see. We have a different space issue. Now, before we continue, let's just speak it out, and then we'll read it inside. What the Gemara is about to tell us is that the shulchanos weren't able to be so close together. There had to be 2.5 amma spaces in between each of the rows of the shulchanos, and then each shulchan itself took up 1 amma. And based off of that cheshbon, it's going to turn out, according to Rebbe, that the shulchanos were going into the darim, into the south. How does that work out? So that's what the Gemara tells us right now. Shulchan kama mashuch min ha-kaisal. How far does the first row of shulchanos have to be off of the tzofin wall, the right wall of the heichal? It has to be 2.5 amos off. We're going to see later on why that is, because the kaihanim have to come in with the lachamim, so they need 2.5 amos of space. Then v'amadi day, an amma of the shulchan itself, that's its width. Then once again, we have to have 2.5 amos of space until the shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then v'amma, really we should add on the day, the amma width of Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan, and then once again, we have 2.5 amos of space in between Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan and the next row of shulchanos, and v'amadi day, and then its amma width. Ishtakach turns out that there's a full half of an amma of a shulchan in the darim. If there's just a little bit of a shulchan in the darim, maybe a tefach or half a tefach, okay, not a problem. That's where Blaz Reb Shimon's shulchanos were. There's a little bit of space in between them, jutting just a little bit over the line. Not the biggest deal, but half of an amma of a shulchan over the line, crossing into the darim, that's not okay. So Gemara explains, Misavres the shulchan the Moshe Bahadayu HaVayosev? Do you really think the Moshe Rabbeinu shulchan was along with them, like it shows in this picture in Rashi? Lo, it wasn't like that. It actually was lowered, it was shifted out, and it was placed by itself, like a Talmud sitting in front of his Rebbe, and that's his third picture in Rashi, a little past the halfway mark in the Amud. So you see, it doesn't look like an H. We have our 2 long rows of 5 shulchanos, and they're much closer together, and Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan is at the head, pulled a little bit away from them to allow those 2 rows to be closer together, and that's what the Gemara says, Ketalmud HaYoshev Fnei Rabbi, these look like Talmidim who are sitting in front of their Rebbe, and that way, the rightmost row of these shulchanos is 2.5 amos off the wall. The next row is 2.5 amos away from it, and Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan is not part of the cheshbon, and so there's ample space from the leftmost row of shulchanos until the halfway mark, and nothing's going over that line into the darim. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.